This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. By the way, you can watch The Office like never before. The Office Superfan Season 6 now streaming exclusively on Peacock. Premier League on NBC and Peacock as well. The surprise team of the season, Newcastle, hosting Liverpool, a team in dire need of a victory, February 18th on NBC and Peacock. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Eagles lose their offensive and defensive coordinator to the Colts and the Arizona Cardinals. Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, be my guest. Try to figure out which is which if you put the pictures up together. And throw in Nick Sirianni, and they all look like they're from the same family. But Shane Steichen taking over the Colts. Also, this was a topic I had when Jeff Saturday took over as the Colts head coach, and he left ESPN. And we had Dan Orlovsky on. And I said, have you talked to Jeff Saturday about coaching with the Colts? So that was probably 2 months ago. I just saw this headline. Dan Orlovsky discussed coaching jobs with the Colts and the Panthers per a report. And I could see it happening. It feels like it's inevitable that Dan Orlovsky will eventually leave the mothership. But he did talk to Jeff Saturday about that possibility of maybe joining him in Indianapolis. Obviously, Saturday didn't get the job. And maybe Dan Orlovsky will have a job as a quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator down the road. All right, the parade today with the Chiefs coming up. We're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers going dark. Zero dark 30. I don't know how many players that we know what they do in the offseason. Like, Aaron could have done this without us knowing it. That, you know, they, as he said yesterday on McAfee's show, hey, nobody knows what's going on with me. None of these insiders know. In fact, here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee show.
No, I have no problem with Ian Rappaport, Schefter. I think they're really good at their jobs. When it comes to me, they don't know. They really don't. They don't have people in my inner circle who are sources. I can promise you that. And anybody who would talk to them is not in my inner circle. It's that simple. Yeah. So I've had this planned on the books for 4 months for the same time. And when someone like that goes on and says something that's not true, it creates a story that's. And it just keeps on going and going and going.
Okay, I understand this, but Aaron loves to play with words here. And there's semantics that's involved in it. Because, hey, he's going to go into this dark world or dark cave or wherever he's going to, and then he's going to emerge, and then he's going to make a decision on his quarterbacking future. Now, he said that's not the case. But that was reported that that's what he's going to do. I think he was saying that he's going in there and it's about his life. Well, his life is also quarterbacking, so this is semantics here. Are you going in looking for some kind of epiphany here, that you emerge and all of a sudden you're going to go, I got clarity. This is what I'm going to do. Now, if he comes out and says, I have no idea if I'm going to play quarterback, but you know what I'm going to do in 25 years from now? This. Okay, then I'll say that it didn't have to do with him playing with words. But he does that. He plays with words, twists it. Nobody knows anything, which I agree. Because I'll go back to when Shefty reported on the night of the draft. And I said, that's not a report. That's a collection of information. And that wasn't fair to Aaron Rodgers. And said that. And we had Shefty on. And I said, that wasn't a report. And Shefty walked it back and said it was a collection of information there. And there are certain guys where, you know, somebody will say, do you have any information on this person? I'll go, I don't know this person. Or I don't have any sources on this. And with Aaron Rodgers, I don't have a source on this. There are times with Tom Brady that I had a source. That source dried up. But, you know, once again, it's a small circle there. And that's what you want, because when you take roll call, that the only way that this could get out is you or you. And this happens in negotiations where all of a sudden something will get out and you go, well, wait a minute, just you and me talking. I didn't say anything. So who did you talk to? And everybody has an agenda here. And that also has to be factored in as well. Yes, Eden.
One of the quotes from Aaron Rodgers said, it said, quote, I said, after the Super Bowl, I'm going to go to on my darkness retreat. I'm probably going to have a better sense of where I'm at in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stretch to think that that also involves his future playing the game.
Yes, but that's where he's twisting the words and their semantics. Hey, this is about my life, not quarterbacking. I'm going to guess quarterbacking is part of your life.
It's maybe not 100% of it, but it's at minimum 10%. Minimum 10% what you do.
I get fatigued over this. Now, he's wonderful to watch. I've been able to play golf with him. I enjoy his company. He's very bright. He's funny, sarcastic. But this, I don't need to know everything. In this day and age, we know everything. Whereas when we were growing up, I didn't know anything about what was going on behind the scenes. And I was okay with that. But now, you know, the TMZification of sports, it's like, we got to know this. Hey, you want to know this? You may not think you want to know this, but you're going to want to know this. I don't need to know he's going into a dark hole and emerging. Yeah, see.
So, like, I'm into all this stuff, right? I think the idea of going to Peru and doing ayahuasca is awesome. The idea of sitting for 4 days and four nights in a dark thing just to figure your life out actually sounds really awesome. But those are like, they're completely unrelatable to the average person. And I think that's part of the problem with the way Aaron Rodgers comes across with these things is that, you know, I don't know that the person right now who's in between driving from their second to their third job is like, man, I just really need 4 days of darkness to figure out my bills after this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's
you
rich just, people problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's very hard to be like, hey, give Aaron space to figure out himself. It's like, dude, man, go to work.
I don't know if there's a mother of three raising her children and going, you know, kids, I'm going to go into a dark hole and I got to figure out my life here.
Because I've got a yoga retreat coming up. Yeah, it's like, that's not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's rich people problems. Yeah. That's why, you know, when they have sex addiction, it always feels like it's a rich person who has sex addiction. And I never hear like a guy who doesn't have any money. He's like, yeah, I got to go to sex rehab. You know? Yeah, Marv.
That's for good looking people also. Like, oh, if you're a guy, I'm so tired of all this. Yeah. It's addicting. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. I needed to go to a facility in college to have more.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Hey, help a brother out. Where can I sign up? Yeah. Can you introduce me to some women?
Yeah, I don't think there are many ugly guys who go into sex rehab. It's like, wait, you were coming in here? How did you meet women?
Yeah, David Duchovny, there's women just in line to talk to him. Yeah. Remember he had that
it's
problem?
It's so hard. It's so difficult.
People don't know what it's like to be saddled with these looks here.
Saddled? It's a curse, yes. Really.
Yeah. Saddled. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be, you don't know the pain I go through.
That's what I figured out when I was in Peru.
I was.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
You got a poll question for hour two there?
Oh, man, yeah, I feel like we just came up with one right there. Well, Toddler's got a few more if we wanted to stick with his line of thinking for some reason.
Well, he had the first one. If your team won the championship, would you attend the parade?
I like this one. If I was given a championship ring of my favorite team, not a replica, a real ring, These are Todd's words. I would keep it and cherish it forever, or sell that puppy and get some bank.
Just try to be hip with the way the kids are talking. What are we talking like that?
What are we getting?
Sell that puppy.
What kind of bank are we getting on a?
It's the actual ring. You're getting, I know, but not a replica.
Like 50,000, 100,000,
something in that ballpark. That sounds good. It's got the real diamond. It's not cubic zirconia. It's exactly what the players and coaches would get. You're getting that.
You're getting bank
because you're such a super fan. They gave you one too, and you could either run to eBay or put it in glass and put in your.
Well,
safe.
It depends on if you need the money. Then I can understand if you want to sell it, but
yeah, 25 grand sounds real nice.
Yeah,
more than a ring.
Yeah, but I would want to keep it. It's weird though. Sometimes you'll see people and they have rings, and then you know that they didn't play, but they got a Super Bowl ring, and you're like, okay. Like I wouldn't if a team said, "Here, we're going to give you a Super Bowl ring." I would be like, "No, I didn't deserve that." That's. You know, it's not right that I have a Super Bowl ring.
Okay, so you're paycheck to paycheck, but grandma may or may not need some type of transplant.
Well, then I would sell it.
She doesn't have insurance?
It's going to just cost. It's going to cost about the price.
Yeah, because I would say, grandma, if this costs more than that, then I'm probably going to have to let you go, okay? I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep this ring and sell it.
Something about liver damage, and we really got to make a decision here on the ring or
it's
the surgery.
It's always so one way or the other with you.
It's black and white.
You are extreme. Yes, Eden.
Is this the sort of like the Melvin Gordon clause we're talking about?
Okay, Melvin Gordon, was he on the practice squad with the Chiefs and he got a ring?
Picked up a ring.
Well, Vic Fangio came over for 2 weeks as the assistant defensive coordinator. And now he's going to Miami.
Boom.
I guess, you know, Fangio played a role, them winning the Super Bowl. Melvin Gordon didn't take a snap for the Chiefs. He's going to get a Super Bowl ring. Yes, Paul.
Let's tighten up the poll. Would you rather have two kidneys and no Super Bowl ring, one kidney and one Super Bowl ring?
I'll take one kidney, one Super Bowl ring.
Okay. Yeah. You can live with one kidney just fine.
Yeah, I can.
It's a negative, though. I'm sure there's some downside to it.
And if something was to happen to that other kidney, then you're really lost at that point.
Thank you, Todd.
You can't. I don't think you'd live without a kidney.
Yeah, I'm going to need at least one.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Dialysis can only do so much. You got to have at least the one somewhat functioning kidney.
You know, it's funny when we talk about this stuff, there's always doctors calling in the back room going, these guys have no idea what they're talking about.
Yes, and we don't. Absolutely. Well, it's like I'm trying to figure out why Damar Hamlin didn't say what the doctors told him he suffered from. When he had the interview with Michael Strahan, and Mike asked him a simple question, what did the doctors say to you? Here it is.
You're 24. Peak physical condition, could run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
That's something I want to stay away from.
Okay. Don't do the interview, or at least have an answer for that. And I don't know what kind of infrastructure he has. I mean, he was a reserve player who got thrust into the spotlight. Now he's a celebrity. But like, why can't you just say what you're suffering from or what happened? I was told this morning, because I reached out to somebody, and they're not affiliated with Damar, but they know what's going on with this situation. Commotio cordis is what it's called. And that's the condition. It's an abnormal heart rhythm. And you see this when you get struck with a baseball or a hockey puck, hits you in the chest directly over the heart. And it's at a very critical time in the heartbeat. So it's really, 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 really rare. 30 cases a year total that this happens. And, you know, you have 3 minutes or less to survive this. This, according to the medical community and what I'm reading now. But the odds of survival have improved greatly, but I think the window is about 3 minutes. So he had a 3-minute window and, you know, he survived obviously, but that during those 3 minutes, they brought him back to life, I think twice. But this, you know, the symptoms getting hit in the chest, and then what happens after this? Can he play football? And that's a concern too. That I think there's a doctor with the NFL who's already said, you know, we could see him play football again. They did walk it back because they should walk it back. We're not quite sure. If you're a team, what would you do? Would you go, oh, I'm gonna let him play? And then what happens? So, you know, I think that there's some concerns here, issues here with this, you know, as far as him moving forward. Yes, he's young, but I don't know if he can play again. Given that condition, can you protect it? Keep in mind, he had shoulder pads on, and those pads do go down over the heart. At least, you know, the ones that I've seen go down over the heart. Yes, Seton, or Paulie?
That's why the lack of an answer was, I think we all were surprised when we heard the Strahan interview, because if you watch a play and what you said, commotio cordis is a hit to the chest that causes this thing, that would explain a lot. And I think that's what the average person thinks happened to him on the field. If you watch Higgins cuts back and he gets hit in the left side of his chest with the shoulder, so that explanation does make sense. It's just odd we won't say it.
Yeah, commotio cordis, and it's an abnormal heart rhythm. And at most 30 cases a year, but they've seen this before with a baseball getting, you know, hitting a little leaguer or a hockey puck hitting somebody. And then it will hit the chest directly over the heart. And then this is during the heartbeat. So the timing of it is so, so, so minuscule. But you have 30 cases a year. I misspoke. Vic Fangio was with the Eagles, not the Chiefs. E-me. Thank you, Seton, for cleaning up my mess there. I think I might have said that yesterday as well. All right. Poll question for hour two. We're going to go with what?
Definitely not getting a ring in that situation.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
But if he did.
But that would be odd.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs would like to give Vic Fangio a job for the job that the Eagles defense didn't do in the second half of the game.
We're going to go with if you would keep the ring and cherish it forever or sell that puppy and get some bank.
Is it get some bank or make some bank? I was a little unsure of that. Does it matter?
You said get some bank.
I put get some bank.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if you make bank or get
bank. I think you make bank.
I think it's make bank.
I think you make bank.
Sell that puppy, though.
Sell that Doberman.
All right. Oh, okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Puppy, Doberman. Okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, more phone calls, and we'll hand out some season-ending grades in the NFL with the help of Pro Football Focus. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com, and maybe you can get it now. Not a loan, refund of your taxes, and if your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Once again, it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it, and that's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, and already have returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. The beauty of it is they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. First thing you have to do is go to GetRefunds.com. You'll see the button, Qualify Me. Click on that. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program available for a limited amount of time. Go to GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I've got NFL MVP odds for next season. DraftKings just sent this over to me. Maybe a little bit of a surprise in there. We have a tie at the top. Interesting odds for Aaron Rodgers to be MVP. Who do you think has better odds to be MVP? Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. I'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. That's called a tease right there. That's what it is. All right. We get the phone calls coming up. Steve Palazzolo, our good buddy, Pro Football Focus senior analyst, co-host of Pro Football Focus NFL podcast. Good to see you again. Have you guys chopped up the Super Bowl and given out grades?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it was we do it live pretty much and then review it the next day. So we got the grades out there, and the quarterbacks were as good as I think they looked, right? Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, two of the best players on the field, and the grades reflected that.
Okay, who had a higher grade between those two?
We had Hurts with a slight edge in his overall grade. Obviously, he had the worst play with the fumble, but Mahomes didn't really make a ton of mistakes, but Hurts had more special plays, right? Some of those downfield throws, and some of his best throws were incomplete. The Devontae Smith pass down the field that gets dropped, or just ends up incomplete after the review. Some nice tight window double coverage throws to Dallas Goedert. Another one on third down after avoiding the blitz. So Jalen Hurts was awesome in that game, and I think we're going to forget it, though, because, you know, the Chiefs won.
But it could lead to a big contract extension, because I don't know if people had questions. Do you have questions now after what you saw with Jalen Hurts? If you were with the Eagles and you were going to be handing out that check to him, would you have any issue giving him $45 million a year?
Maybe 45. It's going to be fascinating. I would say the Eagles did such a good job building their team this past offseason because Jalen Hurts was on that first contract. It allowed them to go get A.J. Brown. It allows them to bring in a James Bradbury. They're going to lose a bunch in free agency this year, and it's going to be difficult to replace those guys because, you know, Jalen Hurts is due the next big contract. So I do think he ends up in that $40 million range, and I do think the Super Bowl does go a long way to, instilling confidence in what he could do going forward.
If the Jets called you and said, give us the best quarterback that you guys have graded that makes the most sense for the Jets, who would you recommend?
If you're willing to make the 1 to 2 year investment, I think it has to be Aaron Rodgers. You know, I mean, The other option would be Lamar Jackson. If you want to trade with the Ravens, if they end up franchise tagging him and you're going to give up 2 ones, I think the first option would be Lamar Jackson, just because you could lock him up long term. But I have to go Aaron Rodgers over the other alternatives, you know, the Derek Carrs of the world, the Jimmy Garoppolos. I think Rodgers probably still gives you that best 1 to 2 year option or opportunity to win it. And you're in an AFC East that has Josh Allen and the Bills, right? Already has the Dolphins with their explosive offense. I don't think status quo at quarterback is going to do it for the Jets.
Yeah, I said I would rather have Derek Carr if I'm the Jets, because I don't think they're ready to – I think they're ready to compete now, and maybe they're going to be a playoff team. But I don't want the Aaron Rodgers, you're going to play for 1 year, I don't know about the next year, because I look at this as probably a 3-year window for the Jets where they can be really competitive given the weapons that they have. I don't want it to go – two steps forward and then two steps back with Aaron Rodgers in 2 years, and then we got to look for another quarterback.
No, I completely get it. It's just such a fascinating time in the NFL, though, right? Like, when you have a guy like Derek Carr, who is, you know, quarterback 11 to 15, depending on how you want to rank them, right? He's in that range. What a fascinating time where the NFL, there's a team that wants to move on from Derek Carr, but there's other teams who think Derek Carr is going to be the savior, right? That's what happened with Jared Goff with the Rams, right? The Rams had to move on from Jared Goff, who took them to a Super Bowl. Yeah. The Niners did everything to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, who took them to a Super Bowl. But for other teams, those guys are great. So 3 years from now, the Jets might, if they had Derek Carr, they might be saying, oh, we want the next, you know, the next guy that's going to, you know, be better than Carr.
But what about the Saints with Derek Carr?
I think the NFC South might be a little bit different. I think every NFC South team has been rumored to be looking at Derek Carr because they're all saying, well, Tom Brady retired. The Bucs weren't that good this year anyway. We could go win the division, right? I mean, teams still look at the short term and say, Derek Carr, if he steps into that division, might be the best quarterback there, where he was the fourth best quarterback on paper, you know, coming into the season in the AFC West. So I think it might be a little bit different for a team like the Saints that is always always in credit card debt when it comes to the salary cap. They're much more willing to make that type of take that type of investment in a Derek Carr.
It was strange going into this season that Patrick Mahomes wasn't an All-Pro the previous year, and it felt like he cooled off a little bit. Then you had the Tyreek Hill trade. It felt like defenses were playing a little softer, keeping everything in front. Josh Allen love, Joe Burrow here, Justin Herbert. And we kind of forgot about Mahomes. And that's almost like forgetting about LeBron or Steph Curry. Why was it? You know, why do you think that that we sort of moved on from Mahomes or forgot about him?
Well, because a year ago, we did see Mahomes' worst season. You just described it. And not only that, but an epic collapse in the AFC Championship. Right? They were dominant in the first half against the Bengals last year. But we have never seen Mahomes collapse the way he did in the AFC Championship. Fumbles, interceptions that may not have been his fault, but just not leading the comebacks that he normally does, not making that game-winning drive. It was his worst season, right? So understandably, then you lose Tyreek Hill, and it was a fair question to say, how much of Mahomes' production is Tyreek Hill plus Travis Kelce plus Andy Reid in the system? But I think you have to hand it to Mahomes, much like a Tom Brady through the years. Brady played in different systems with different personnel, and they always won, and they were always productive. Mahomes did that this year, right? He did it in a different style. It was a quick passing game. It wasn't the explosive plays down the field. He showed the patience. He adjusted to the league. A huge part in Mahomes' career right now, in a year five as a starter, to just win in a different way. So I understand why people may have doubted him a little bit, but I think he just answered all the questions and said, nope, I'm elite. I'm the top guy, and I'm still here.
Steve Palazzolo, he is the senior analyst for Pro Football Focus. How bad was Russell Wilson's season?
I mean, by far the worst of his career. He was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL by our grading system and pretty much any stat that you use. But I think that the really difficult part, too, is when you go back to about the middle of 2020. Remember, he was having that incredible season, on pace to break the touchdown record. Middle of 2020, though, things fell apart. 2021, he was okay, but then he gets hurt, wasn't good after the injury, and then last year was not good. So we're talking about almost a year's worth of games right now where Russell Wilson's been a bottom third quarterback. So it wasn't just this year. It was kind of the few years before that coming. So we'll see what Sean Payton can do with him, but it certainly hasn't been great for the last 32 games or so of Russell Wilson's career.
Do you get enough of a sample size with Brock Purdy to sign off on him as the starter in San Francisco?
To sign off as starter, absolutely, just because, you know, the first-year contract type of stuff, we hear that a lot when you have a cheap quarterback, and it's Purdy in this system with Kyle Shanahan. Not to take anything away from Purdy, he was excellent, but Kyle Shanahan has about a 15-year track record of elevating every single quarterback that he's played with from a production standpoint. They've all played better, including when he had Matt Ryan, the best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan's ever had. Matt Ryan almost breaks the league, 9 yards per attempt, wins MVP. So I think a lot of it's the playmakers and in the play calling in San Francisco, but Purdy was excellent running that offense as a seventh-round rookie, which is really impressive.
What about Kyler Murray's grade? And I know we have to factor in the injury, and is he going to even be ready for this next season?
Yeah, so he was on this perfect trajectory of getting better every year. His first three seasons, it looked like he had peaked. He peaked in his third year, and this year he took a big step back. I don't know how much of it was not having DeAndre Hopkins for the first seven games, but Kyler had the highest percentage of big-time throws in the league in 2021, our highest graded throws, those special throws down the field. He was among the worst this year. So he wasn't pushing the ball down the field at the same level. His grade fell back to about league average, a little bit below league average this year. So a lot of questions with Kyler, and we might not even see him for the majority of next season because of the injury. So it was him progressing every single season, but definitely took a big step back here in 2022.
The Bears situation, you're on the clock with the number one pick, and you have Justin Fields already. How did Pro Football Focus grade out Justin Fields, and what would you do with that number one pick?
So we graded him as a below-average passer, but unbelievable runner, right? Exactly what we saw on the field. I've always thought he has the passing ability, so there's so much potential there with Justin Fields. I do think the Bears should be doing their due diligence on Bryce Young and the other quarterbacks. Bryce Young in particular, he's the number one quarterback on the PFF draft board. I do think you have to weigh taking Bryce Young at one and potentially trading Justin Fields. I think that's option number one, potentially, if they like Bryce Young enough.
What would you do?
I would take Bryce Young, and I would look to trade Justin Fields. I mean, that's my first option. If I have a good enough market for Justin Fields, the second option is trade down and say, okay, we have to play up to the Colts and the fact that they're desperate, the Panthers, that they're desperate, the Raiders, all the maybe even the Texans at two. So you have to trade down. I think the worst thing the Bears can do is draft a non-quarterback. The worst thing they could do is sit at one, draft a Will Anderson from Alabama, draft a Jalen Carter from Georgia. They have to maximize this first overall pick either with a fresh rookie quarterback or with multiple draft picks to restructure that entire roster.
Great stuff as always, Steve. Thank you for your contributions this entire NFL season. All the great folks at Pro Football Focus, thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Dan.
That's Steve Palazzolo. He might be the tallest analyst covering the NFL. Tallest guest today, too. But
he's a big fella.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 6'8", 6'9". Former pitcher, by the way. A couple of phone calls, Mark in California. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey there, DP. How you doing?
Great.
Excellent. Yeah, in the spirit of, you know, everybody having Monday off after a Super Bowl and getting the Super Bowl on to President's Day weekend, we're that close. So I've got a proposition here. So we get rid of the third preseason game, add it to the regular season, so the NFL wins by getting their 18th game of the year. But player safety, you know, too many games. Let's add a bye week, an extra bye week, so we go week 7, all NFL teams get a bye. Week 14, all NFL teams get a bye. So now, depending on where your bye is, I think it's advantageous to the team.
Yeah, but there's no way the TV networks would sign up for that. Too much money. And you can't have your product be off for a week. Just can't. I like the other stuff, but I can't have a universal bye week or two universal bye weeks. I can't do that. I have to have product. Have to have that. Casey in Texas. Hey, Case, what's on your mind?
If the claim goes through, we can then, the claim adjuster can inactivate the alt wrong one and then put the new one on.
Casey's at work right now talking about
An
adjuster.
Hey, Dan. Yeah.
What? How's the claims business working out there, Case?
You know, busier than ever. Okay. I appreciate all the right. call. Okay. First time, long time, 61185. So need a little fatherly advice. Ooh. I am a member of the DDC. It'll be 5 years this July. My wife and I are expecting our first son any day now. So just need some advice from you and the Danettes about, you know, labor, childbirth, bringing home a newborn. Anything you got, I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's start in the delivery room. Whatever she says, she doesn't mean it. It's okay. You're going to take some bullets there. Shake it off. Shake it off, as a friend of mine once sang. Have patience. Got to have patience. And listen, you're not an expert. Don't act like an expert. You want to play in center field or at home plate? That's up to you. I would go center field. But make sure that you just listen. And whatever happens, don't take it personally. She might not even remember that she's yelling at you. And if she says, get me the bleepin' epidural, you get her a bleepin' epidural. That would be where I would start. And then when you get home, have a moment where it's you and your wife and your baby. Don't need mother-in-law. Don't need any of that. Have a moment Cherish the moment. You'll never have that moment again with this baby. And just look at each other and realize we're responsible for this. And share in the responsibilities. And don't be afraid to give your wife an afternoon off, a weekend off. You take care of the baby. Let her go. Let her get a breath of fresh air. Don't be afraid to do that. And don't be afraid. The babies are durable, okay? We hold them and we're like, oh, you know, they're okay. But just make sure you're there. Be in the moment. And I think if you start there, then you got a chance. Anybody else got any other advice there?
Covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, well, I've gone through it four times. Yes, Todd.
I can relate to the durable part because I was the exact opposite, neurotic, as you could imagine, constantly checking the baby. What if the baby flips over and now it's not breathing because it rolled on its stomach and it's getting crushed by the pillow? And I was almost scared to hold it, like any kind of pressure with, like.
I couldn't imagine you with the newborn. I couldn't.
That it you're referring to is your child, by the way.
Yeah.
I was trying to be so super gentle. It was just like, you don't want to,
want to touch it.
Remember, it used to be you put your baby on their stomach, and now they're saying put the baby on its back? Like, I mean, it feels like they've changed everything with this.
And what if the mobile falls down on top of them in the crib? You got to really make sure that's screwed in tight, that thing that spins around with the music.
Why?
I just had a lot of
Is it to the extreme?
What if they climb out of the crib?
You can't fix anything. You can't fix anything.
One of the kids climbed out of the crib and fell out of the crib. I didn't think that that could happen.
Well, they were probably four.
Seven.
Oh, okay.
Seven?
No, okay. They're not.
How the heck did you climb out of the crib?
Yes, Paul.
I'd say one thing at the hospital, you're there like, you know, one night at least, maybe two. Plan some food at the hospital. Maybe bring some, order something, because hospital food is not always high end, and you're in there for at least a day and a half. We ordered out. And we got like pizza delivery and subs. We had lots of food in the room. It was a good call.
Yeah. And you know, if they allow you to bring it in. You know, the other thing is that now they put bracelets on the baby just to make sure you don't get the wrong baby or anything happens. There's like a scanning code on them.
In case you want to upgrade to a cuter baby.
Yeah.
There's some cute ones in there.
Oh. And you know what? God love my one daughter who's gorgeous. But she had a rough go the first year or so, 2 years, where even she goes, Dad, man, I was ugly. I said, no, you just didn't have any hair for 3 years, honey. You're beautiful, but, you know, there's that alien type feel sometimes when you look at them and you go, and not every baby looks great. They don't.
Yeah, we called my son Danny DeVito for the first, I don't know how long of his life. He looked just like Danny DeVito.
That's not a good look. Yes, Mark.
That's when you use the word precious.
Yeah, there's certain code words you use.
Adorable.
Oh, adorable. Adorable goes a long way. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I called my daughter Buddy Hackett for a while. This is an old comedian, and she just had those roles, and she was just meaty and like Luka Doncic, kind of like. It's kind of soft and pudgy kind of look.
Wait, she looked like Luka Doncic?
The body type didn't look like someone that was going to be able to move around very much. She looked very immobile, and she'd roll around on the floor. It took her a long time to start walking.
Yeah.
Very meaty. Those rolls, those leg rolls.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Right. How about we take – yes, Marv.
And like you said, you covered a lot of ground. Just be supportive because guess what? She just gave birth to your big-headed baby.
Yes.
So you're an idiot, by the way.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yes,
never
you are.
Never forget that.
Yes. Yes.
So you had the fun. You had the fun job.
Yeah. Take the bullets.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're coming your way. And it might be over something where you go, wait, what happened? Like, why am I getting yelled at? I didn't do anything. You're just in the line of fire. Yes, Paul.
Buddy of mine years ago tried to bring a PlayStation 4 because he thought he was going to be there a couple days. Did not go well. He had, you know, the pack bag. You plan that bag to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I just thought of this.
Yeah.
This guy had like the shoes, all the stuff, all the pillows, and all the comfortable stuff.
Yeah.
And then he busted out a PlayStation 4 in like three or four games. He goes, we may be here a while.
That's so wrong.
It did not go over well. He's committed to his craft.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Looks like Kevin Durant will make his Suns debut after the All-Star Game weekend. That'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch that. And as far as odds go, it still feels like it's the Boston Celtics. Then the Phoenix Suns will be in there. I mentioned the NFL MVP odds for next season. If I told you who has better odds to win the MVP next season, and I gave you Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, or Aaron Rodgers, if you said Jalen Hurts has a better chance, you'd be right. If you said Tua Tagovailoa has better odds to win than Aaron Rodgers, you would be right. The only quarterback under him as far as the best odds, Trevor Lawrence. If you have Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow are tied, co-favorites, Josh Allen, then Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, that's according to DraftKings. We were talking about being in the delivery room, and my second daughter, my wife swore was going to be a boy. We didn't have a girl's name picked out. Didn't have it, and she said, it's a boy, no need to have a girl's name. Well, she has a girl. Well, we don't have a name. We didn't have anything. And all of a sudden, you know, they say, well, you know, you got to put something down on the birth certificate. You got to name your child when you leave the hospital. And my wife ended up naming her Emily. And I, let's get out of here. We had no reason to name her Emily. She's just like, Emily. I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. 6 weeks later, I come home doing Sports Center. She goes, she's not an Emily. I go,
6 weeks.
Yeah. I go, wait, what? What? Okay. So what are we doing? I got to change her name. I go, wait, okay. So we got all these gifts that had like Emily on it, you know, things embroidered. I mean, you know, we had a little chair, had Emily on it. I said, okay. So we have to go down to City Hall and change her name. Well, we have a woman who comes over, and she's going to help with the babies. And she finally comes up to me, and she goes, whatever happened to Emily? And I go, oh, no, that's my – we renamed her. Like, you had all this stuff with the baby, and she goes, you know, there's no kids named Emily here. And she thought something happened to Emily, and we just named – you know, we changed my daughter's name to Georgia. Yes, Paul.
Did you send all the Emily stuff to Panama, like a team that loses the Super Bowl?
No. But it was just weird. You had all this stuff, Emily, and it wasn't for – it was for my daughter who we changed her name. Yeah, Paul.
Last question. At what point did you tell your daughter her original name was not what it was? Like, was she 10, 11, 12? Or?
No. I mean, she loves her name.
Right. But was it ever a discussion?
No. No, she didn't care. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm not an Emily. I go, yeah, you're not. But she's probably 5, maybe, that we told her. I don't know if she fully understood it. And then the other kids thought, well, can we change our names? I'm like, no. You're not changing your names. We like your names. You were good. Yes, Marv.
Did you guys tell anybody what you were going to name the baby before the baby was born? I thought that was my biggest mistake.
Yes. Oh, you're right. Great point.
I said, people are so stupid.
Well, my mother-in-law always family had members. Somebody that she knew who died in a tragic subway accident or, you know, a woman who had a mole on her face. Like, no matter what name we mentioned, she might... Oh, that reminds me. And I go, oh, God. So don't tell anybody. It's best if you don't. It doesn't help. Yes.
So there's a flip side to that, though, where you don't tell anybody. And we're like, well, we're not telling anybody. We're just going to announce the name. And then it becomes labeled a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a surprise for everybody. Mm. And then there could be expectations that you're naming your child after someone in the family, and maybe you're actually not. And then there's a bunch of people that are like, oh.
Did that happen to you?
I'm not saying it happened to me, but I just noticed that some people were slightly underwhelmed when told what the name of my child was. Or any child, really. That's
when we got our first child home, my son, and we named him Jack. And my mother-in-law said, I will not call him Jack. That's a grown-up's name. And I'm getting into an argument with my mother-in-law. And I said, well, then you're not calling him anything. And then, so we get into this really, you know, tense argument. And we have to call my wife, who's still in the hospital. And she says, what? Don't do this to me. You know, I just gave birth to this huge baby, and you're arguing over this. And so I said, call him Jackie then. So she called him Jackie for the longest period of time. She refused to call him Jack. And it was named after my dad. Yes, Eden.
I think the other thing, too, is if you know somebody who's having a baby, you don't have to offer up your opinion on names. Because I also had people be like, well, what are you going to name a kid? I don't know yet. Well, whatever you don't name him Liam. I hate the name Liam. And, like, Liam wasn't on our list, but it was just like, why would you tell me that right now? Like, whatever you don't name him Liam. God, I hate that name. Like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah, Paulie.
But there is some input that some people around the world should have. Like, Seton, if you told me, let's say a month before your son was born, that you're considering naming him Connor, I would have taken you outside. I would have said, like, you can't do that to Connor O'Connor. You can't name your son Connor O'Connor. That's where someone has to step in. Mm. You know, if your last name is Nichols and you name your kid Nick, there's got to be something better.
Yeah, but don't you think they've thought of that?
Clearly not. If your name is Daniels and you name your son Daniels.
Well, then you're an idiot if you don't understand that.
Not even an opinion. It's fact.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Connor O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a serial killer or something.
Yes, he would absolutely be a serial killer.
Definitely. Connor O'Connor.
Assassinated a president somewhere.
Absolutely.
Coming up.
Dateline, Connor O'Connor. 2 hours in the books, one more to go, with more parental advice on the way, I'm sure.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.